there's not really evidence of the massive fish kill that happened just a few days ago, but the lingering odor of dead fish hit me as soon as I stepped out of the car. On the beach, there are clues, scattered fish bits left after seagulls pick the carcasses apart. And yet tourists like Carl Baer are still walking the shoreline. He was here when red tide hit this area and saw it all.
The one day it looked like blood was rolling up on the waves. We saw dead fish, thousands. Can't count them. It's just so bad. And eels and all kinds of different size of fishes.
Baer is from Pennsylvania and has been vacationing here every summer the last 8 years.
This is the first year we ever had any trouble down here.
He says his family avoided red tide that day by traveling north to Pinellas County's Fort DeSoto. But at a resort just about a mile south, they're finding not all visitors are willing to stick around. Corey Huffman manages the Bungalow Beach Resort. She says in the past 20 years that she's worked here, they've maybe only had a cancellation or two due to red tide.
This year, it seems to be much worse, where people from up north are hearing about it, and we're getting cancellations every day, and even some folks are leaving early to escape it.
The red tide algae bloom isn't just making a mess on the beach. It's toxic. It can kill and sicken marine life in the water, and it can cause significant respiratory problems for people near it. But Huffman is happy that Manatee County officials are doing what they can to keep beaches clear of the dead fish. Nick Azera is the county spokesman. He says it's required a team effort involving Manatee's property management, the county's parks department, and even inmates from the county jail are scooping fish into special fish-only dumpsters placed throughout the island.
The last time that I can remember a multi-agency coordinated effort like this was it 2010, the BP oil spill?
The county is responding to this like a public health emergency, but the cost of all this extra work hasn't been tallied yet.
Well, cost is always a consideration in the things that we do. This is a huge top priority, both for public safety and the local economy.
He says for now, the short-term plan is to remove dead fish from beaches as quickly as possible, which they haven't had to do since the first wave of dead fish arrived on Manatee beaches August 5th. And when asked about the long-term, Azera calls red tide the great unknown. But that's not stopping Pennsylvania tourist Carl Baer and his family from continuing their tradition of visiting Anna Maria Island.
So do you think you'll come back next year?
Oh, yeah, we'll come back next year. The people are so great.
I'm Jessica Mazaros on Anna Maria Island.